An invasive bug, the hemlock woolly adelgid, is ravaging the Pennsylvania state tree and its forests. Originally introduced to the continent from Asia in the 1920s, the pest has taken over hemlock trees across the eastern United States. As part of our series, Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Bumba Nishikawa reports on what can be done to control it.
The hemlock woolly adelgid feeds on the sap of hemlocks, and if untreated, it will kill a tree in 4 to 10 years. Because the pest kills the tree slowly, it is important to treat it as soon as possible. Doug Oster, a local gardening expert and blogger, says that the pest is easy to spot.
You'll see it kind of looks like a snowy deposit on the branches, and oftentimes we see it on the lower branches, and it's hard to miss. If you see that white kind of fuzzy stuff on your hemlock tree, it's time to take action.
He suggests homeowners treat it with horticultural oil. A light oil used as a pesticide and can be bought at a local hardware store. It's sprayed right onto the infestation.
As it basically smothers the pest. And that white part that we see, that's the hardest one to treat because it's kind of a waxy covering that protects the pest. But right now, there's things called crawlers. They're hatching out. And this is the time to treat the tree where you can really make a big difference and get those young ones before they can form that waxy coating on them.
Oster says this treatment is effective, but homeowners should seek advice if the infestation is out of reach.
If you ever have a problem with this, a ISA certified arborist will come to your property for free and will take a look at it and will give you the options.
This invasive species isn't just a problem for homeowners. Ryan Reed, a natural resource program specialist at the Pennsylvania Bureau of Forestry, explains that if left uncontrolled, entire forest habitats can be devastated.
One of the worst parts about it is the fact that our hemlocks are, in some areas, they're essentially the keystone species. So the entire ecosystem in a certain area may be built around those hemlocks.
Reed says that climate change has given the pest the upper hand.
With the warming of Pennsylvania, especially in winter, which that's where we see the majority of warming in terms of climate change is through the winter season, it enables the hemlock woolly adelgid to gain more territory and advance northward and affect more and more of our forest.
Funding for the treatment of the hemlock trees is limited, so Reed says that they are prioritizing areas based on conservation value, like those most visited by tourists or that have special wildlife. According to Reed, the Bureau of Forestry is treating the woolly adelgid with methods that minimize chemicals and is introducing a predatory beetle to eat the insect. Reed says, while they're seeing success in controlling the infestation with these methods, it will always be present in the ecosystem.
Hemlock woolly adelgid is so widespread, affecting many more states than Pennsylvania. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Bumba Nishikawa.
Bumba is an intern with us through the Pittsburgh Media Partnership. There are more stories about conservation at alleghenyfront.org/wildpa.